The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Hello, Rabbi Yisaya. Good morning. I'm going to be speaking today, Be'ez Hashem, on the Inyan of Simchas Yom Tov. We're coming up to the Yom Tov from Shavuos. We've just finished the Yom Tov from Pesach. And there's a mitzvah from Simchas Yom Tov. The Makor for the mitzvah from Simchas Yom Tov is a Gemara Psochim Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows: Tanu Rabbanan, Chayev Odom Lesameach Bonov Ubnei Beisei Baregel. A person is mechuyev to be mesameach his sons, his household on Yom Tov. Shenemar Vesomachto Bechagecha. So Stama Ha'ore Amaymer Amuzger. The Gemara tells us the mitzvah of Simcha in a way that you're mechuyev to be mesameach aviv. L'chayr, the Gemara should have said that a person is mechuyev to be besimcha on Yom Tov. You're also maybe mechuyev to make other people besimcha. Aber the ikir chiyuv, the Gemara, why does the Gemara tell us that the way the Gemara tells us the chiyuv of Simcha is chayiv odom l'sameach bonav u'mnei beisei beregel? That's how he makes them besimcha, he's mechuyev. Shenemar, v'somachto b'chagecho, b'me mesamchom, how do you make them happy? B'yayin, tamei kama say, the way you mekayim the mitzvah for Simchas Yom Tov is b'yayin, with wine. Rabbi Yehuda says, Anoshim b'ro'u ilahem, v'noshim b'ro'u ilahem. Anoshim, men, have what for them makes them happy. Anoshim, what makes them happy. Anoshim b'ro'u ilahem b'yayin, v'noshim b'may. Men, what makes them happy? Yayin. Noshim, Tone Ab Yezev, b'bovel, b'bigdei tzivoynim, b'eret yishor, b'bigdei pishton, m'guhot. In different clothes, and in every place, it's the clothing that makes simcha. So in Bovel it was big day tzivoynim. In Eretz Yisrael it was big day pishtan meguhot. But you have to buy clothing for Yom Tov. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues. Tanya, Abraisa, Ab Yehuda ben Beseir Omer, Bizman shebeis amikdosh kayom, ein simcha ela bebosa. The only way you mekayim simcha is only with meat. The way you mekayim the mitzvah for Simchas Yom Tov is by eating meat from a korban shlomim, like it says, v'zovachto shlomim v'ochalto, and then v'somachto. The eating meat from kochim, from shlomim, that causes simcha lifnei Hashem, and that was the mitzvah. But v'achshav, she'ein beit hamikdash kayom, Ein simcha ela b'yayin. But bizman hazeh, with the only way we can't bring a korban shlomim, so the way we mekayim the mitzvah from simcha is b'yayin, with wine. Shenema b'yayin yisamach levav emosh. A different pasuk, a pasuk in Tilim, that b'yayin yisamach levav emosh. So the Rambam paskens this halacha in Perek Vov. From Shvisas Yom Tov, Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam says as follows: Shivat Yemei HaPesach, the 7 days of Pesach, V'Shmoinas Yemei HaChag, Im Shah Yomim Toivim, with other Yomim Toivim, which means Shavuot, L'Chayra, it also means Rosh Hashanah. Because Bir Halacha has a suffix, if on Rosh Hashanah there's a mitzvah for Simchas Yom Tov, Oidilma, the mitzvah from Simchas Yom Tov, refers Dafka to the Shlosha Regolim, to the three Regolim. The Rambam here, he puts 7 days Pesach, 8 days Sukkot, with other Yomim Tovim. Why does he say with other Yomim Tovim if he's only referring to Shavuos? He should say the Chag HaShavuos. Right? Why does he say Im Shah Yomim Tovim? It's also referring to other Yomim Tovim, any day which is Yom Tov, which is also Rosh Hashanah. V'chayev odom liyoyz bohen someach v'toyv leiv hu ubonov v'ishtoy ubnei beizoy v'chol hanilvim olov. Shenemar v'somachto b'chagach. That's what the Rambam says. Yomachuyv, the Rambam starts off saying hu, not like the Gemara's Loshon, where the Gemara tells us that the mitzvah is to make others b'simcha. The Rambam paskens kipshutei that you're mechuyev to be besimcha, and your children are mechuyev to be besimcha, your wife's mechuyev to be besimcha, everyone has to be besimcha. The Rambam fears those that afal pisha simcha amur kani korban shlomim kemoisha onu mevar behilchus chagiga. That's the brayso that we just saw, that the ikir mitzvah is korban shlomim, but yesh bichlal oitzah simcha lismayach hu ubanav ubnei beisei kol echad veechad koro ilo. How? Zok the Rambam ketzat. Haktanim noisam klois v'agoyzim u'migdonis. You give the children all different treats, nice food. V'anoshim koinelam godim v'tachshitim noim kefim emoinoi. The Rambam says, for the women you need to buy clothing or jewelry kefim emoinoi. V'anoshim oichlim bosa v'shoitin yayin she'ein simcha ela be'bosa v'ein simcha ela be'yayin. Then the Rambam says, this is also, it doesn't say this in the Gemara, but the Rambam says, "Ukeshu oichel v'shoise chayiv lahachil leger leyoshen v'lalmono im shar aniim o im umlolim." That when somebody is being, he's enjoying Yom Tov, as afreilich Yom Tov, he's mechuyev to include others who are unfortunate with his simcha. Avomishem noyed losses chateir v'oichel v'shoise hu bana v'ishtoi. Someone who locks his doors and only him and his family are enjoying. Ve'enoi machilo mashkelanim ulemorei nefesh, and the people which are sad. Ein zu simchas mitzvah le simchas kreisoi. It's not a simchas mitzvah. It's simchas kreisoi. Val elu nemar zivcheim kelechem oinim lohem kol oichlov yitamu kilachem am lenafshem. It reminds me, this chelik from Rambam, I'm going off a bit of von Shnekoteir, but it reminds me, someone asked the Chofetz Chaim, it says, "Koma zeinoitzav shel adam ktsuvim, chutz meitzav Shabbos veyomtav." And so someone asked the Chofetz Chaim, "What is pshat? He spends a fortune of money on yomtav and on Shabbos, and he doesn't see that he gets it back. He doesn't see that he gets the money back. It's ktsuv. He barely has enough for the whole year, and he spends a lot of money on yomtav." And he doesn't get it back. The Chofetz Chaim told him another bigger thing. Chofetz Chaim told him, and the Makor is this Rambam. It's this Rambam. The Chofetz Chaim told him that the mitzvah from Shabbos is what you do for Shabbos. What you do for yourself, because you're hungry and on Shabbos you like having a feast, that's for yourself. That's Simchas Kreisoi, Vashteit in Rambam. That you don't get back. What you do for Shabbos, that you get back. So the Chofetz Chaim told him, what's called you do for Shabbos and you do for yourself? He says, whatever you buy for the poor person which doesn't have food for Shabbos, that's not from the Cheshbon, because that's for Shabbos. Whatever you give to Teimche Shabbos, that's Shabbos. But whatever you do for you're hungry for your family, that's not Shabbos, that's yourself. Because for Shabbos, there's no difference if it's in your house or it's in your neighbor's house. That's the verse from Chofetz Chaim. That's the essence what the Rambam saying over here, that on Simchas Yom Tov as well, what someone includes, the mitzvah for Simchas Yom Tov is what you do for the Eibishter to be someach with the Yom Tov. And the Mele, you have to include others. And if you don't include others, then the pshat is that's your own simcha. That's nothing to do with Simchas Yom Tov. There's a meidige taisvus in Chagiga davov amedbeis. Taisvus Chagiga davov amedbeis says the following halacha. He quotes the Tosefta, and he says that simcha has tashlumin kol shiva. A person can be mashlim simcha for 7 days. Now, normally, tashlumin, we know, after Shavuot, 7 days, no tachnun. Why is there no tachnun? Because the 7 days after Shavuot, a person could bring tashlumin for the karbonas of Shavuot. So a person is mechuyev on Shavuos to bring an oila sriya, when his oila regularly brings a carbon oila, or a chagiga, a carbon chagiga is mechuyev to bring. So if he doesn't manage to bring on the first day Yom Tov, he didn't manage, he can bring up Yisro Chag, he can bring it for 7 days post Shavuot, he can bring the Karbonos. So Taizvah quotes a Tosefta that says that for Simchas Yom Tov, you can also have Tashlumin Kol Shiva. That means, let's talk about Pesach first, that's a little bit easier. First day Yom Tov, he didn't have meat, he didn't have Yayin. Second day Yom Tov, he can be Mashlam for first day. Is Abkivega and the Shagas Ari and Turi Evan are both Matmiya, Shnei Nevi'im Nisnabu B'Signo Nechod, and they ask the following question, Sapella. Bishloima a korban that the chiyuv is to bring once on Yom Tov, like a chagiga or oilas ria. Okay, so that mitzvah, that chiyuv to bring, you can be mashlim. You didn't do it on the first day Yom Tov. You can do it on Yisro Chag. You can do it the day after Yisro Chag. You can keep on doing it. You can do it the whole Chol HaMoed on Pesach and on Sukkot. But mitzvah of Simcha is to be someach. Now, on the first day Yom Tov, he wasn't someach. The second day Yom Tov, he drinks wine. How does that help for the Simcha of the first day? How is that mashlam? How does that create Simcha for the first day Yom Tov? You mechuyev on Yom Tov to be someach. So how does it help to be someach the next day? Ela mai zoktav kiveiga, you're going to drink tomorrow 2 cups of wine. You're going to drink one reviz for today's Simcha, and then you're going to drink another reviz for yesterday's. And Kiveiga says there's no sheer reviz for Simcha. So whatever you drink, if someone drinks 5 cups of wine on the second day, that's all Mekayim Simchas Yom Tov. So it's all the Simchas Yom Tov of the second day. It's nothing to do with the Simcha of the first day. And B'yoyser, what are you going to say on Shavuot? 4 days after Shavuot, you didn't have any boss of a yayin on Shavuot. You didn't buy your wife any clothing for Shavuot. You didn't buy any jewelry, no candy for the kids, garnished. And knock them 4 days after Shavuot, on Wednesday, oh, now we start. We're drinking wine, we're eating meat. So, how the fact of Kivege, how the simcha for Yom Tov, that's a simcha for Yom Tov. That's a stand garnished. It's nothing. What are you doing? As a effect of Kiveig of the Tosefta, and he bribes Shver. And the Shagas Ari and Turi Evan ask the same question, and they both bribe Shver. There's a Rambam in Perek Aleph on Chagiga, Halacha Ches. The Rambam says, Oilas Ria, Vishalme Chagigo, Ein Doichin Loyes HaShabbos VeLoyes HaTum. You can't bring a carbon oiler for oiler regalzain, for oilas Ria, or a shlomim for Chagiga on Shabbos, or if the koinim abatuma. So we know carbonois tibur, you can be makriv on Shabbos. Aber zog de ambam lefisha ein lam zman kavua ke carbonois tibur. They don't have a Zman Kavua like Karbonos Tzibur. Why does the Rambam say they have no Zman Kavua like Karbonos Tzibur? The Rambam should say they're not Karbonos Tzibur. And a Karbon Yochid is not Doich HaShabbat. The answer is Poshet, that a Karbon Yochid, the Rambam's Mavur, if it would have a specific time, then it's Doich HaShabbat, like Karbon Pesach. And so the Rambam says that Fisha Elam Zman Kavua ke Karbonos HaTzibur. They don't have a Zman Kavua like Karbonos Tzibur. Karbonos Tzibur have a Zman. You have a carbon Tomid. You have to bring it every day. You have a carbon Musaf on Shabbos. You have Musafim. You have all different Karbonos which you have to bring on the day. Musfei Yom Tov. And so they have a Zman Kavua. And so a carbon that has a Zman Kavua is Doiche Shabbos. Masha Enkin Oilas Ria and Shaume Chagiga, the Rambam says, Shim Eine Chagig Hayoim Chagig Lemachar. If you don't bring it today, have Tashlum until you bring it tomorrow. So, Mamela, if the first day Yom Tov is Shabbos, there were no Chagigas and no Oilas Ria that you brought on the next day. Avos of the Rambam Doichin as Yom Tov, but you are permitted to bring these on Yom Tov. So now the Rambam asks a question, you cannot bring, if you made a neder,
Kol Halashon,
that you're going to bring a carbon shlomim or carbon oila, one may not bring that carbon on Yom Tov. Oila zriya v'shal mechagiga v'shal mechimcha makrivin. She'ein eilu nadarim unadavoyz ela choydus. These are not nadarim unadavoyz. These are considered choydus. So oila zriya and shal mechagiga are very understandable. They're choydus. It's a mitzvah in Torah to bring an oila zriya and to bring a shal mechagiga. But the Rambam throws in and he adds Shalmei Simcha to bring a shlomim for carbonis for Simcha. Now the carbon from Simcha is just a hechatimsa to have basar for Simcha, the way the Gemara is mashma, to have basar shlomim. That's the mitzvah. So if that is the mitzvah, then that you can bring Erev Yom Tov. You can bring a carbon shlomim Erev Yom Tov. You don't have to bring it on Yom Tov. It's not a chiyuv to bring it on Yom Tov. Shech the shlomim on Erev Yom Tov and eat it. As they frek the Shagas Aryeh into a Yevon. So why does the Rambam say that one may bring a shlomim for Simchas Yom Tov on Yom Tov? Because it's a chayva. Which chayva is there to bring a shlomim on Yom Tov for Simcha? There's a chiyuv to eat basar and drink yayin and bizman beis amigdosh, the chiyuv was to have both a shlomim, lismoyach lifnei Hashem. But why is that a reason that you're allowed to bring a carbon on Yom Tov? Why does that make it a carbon chayva? So there's a mayadig of art here, Vasav Shach, in the year 1943, printed, a story from Niflam Oid, Abshach printed it in a koivet. Abshach was really in Eretz Yisrael then, and he printed in a koivet Knesset Yisrael in Yerushalayim, Shtekel Torah. And a while later, he received a letter from the Chazon Ish. From the Chazon Ish on the Shtekel Torah, Chazon Ish was choylek b'chol ha-toykef on the Shtekel Torah. We'll say the Shtekel Torah, we'll say the Chazon Ish of Ha'ar. When Avshach writes in his Sefer, Chazon Ish is Chaylak, what do you do? Someone writes the Shtekel Torah, Chazon Ish is Chaylak. So maybe some people will print it and say, oh, the Chazon Ish wrote Asogat, and try to. Avshach took the Shtekel Torah and he was going with it. He didn't print it. When he printed his Sefer, he didn't print it. He took the Shtekel Torah out. Beautiful Shtekel Torah, he took it out. And then Avshach writes, as someone showed him that Shtekel Torah, Baruch Frankel Tuumim, the Imri Baruch, on his Agoyis to Turi Evan, says the same Shtekel Torah. He said it very short, Kedarkoi, from the Agoyis from Baruch Frankel. But Baruch Frankel, which lived now 170 years ago, 200 years ago, he lived, and he said the same Shtekel Torah. So Mamela Pshach said, Baruch Frankel says it, so I can print it. Well, Mamela Pshach printed it, and he printed the letter from the Chazon Ish with the Chazon Ish's Hasogas. So the Shtekel Torah goes like this. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga. The Rambam Perek Aleph on Hilchos Chagiga says, Sholosh mitzvot aseh nitzavu Yisrael b'chol regel mishloisha regolim. Every one of the shloisha regolim were mechuyev in three mitzvot. Ve'elu hein, horiyo, to be oil regal and bring a carbon rear, v'hachagiga, v'hasimcha. Now this is the Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga. Now the Rambam says, what is simcha? The Rambam says, asimcha amur beregolim, hu sheyakriv shlomim, yesa shal mechagiga. The mitzvah from simcha is that a person, when he's oil regal, should bring an extra shlomim for simcha. Aside from the shlomim from Chagiga, ve'elu heina nikroim shalmei simcha. Shenema v'zavachto shlomim v'ochalto shom v'samachto lifnei Hashem aleikecho. And the Rambam says, v'noshim chayovois b'mitzvah zu. Now, the Rambam says, there's a chiyuv to bring a korban shlomim. What we saw in the Gemara Psochim and the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, he didn't say there's a chiyuv to bring a korban shlomim. He says there's a chiyuv to eat shlomim. There's a chiyuv to drink yayin. And for noshim, the Rambam says, it's nothing to do with the korban. For noshim, they have to have bgodim, nice bgodim, things that make them happy. That's how the Rambam's asking in Hilchos Yom Tov. Here the Rambam says, you're mechuyev to be makriv shlomim, shenema vezovachto shlomim vochalto shom lifnei Hashem Elokecha. And then he adds, v'noshim chayovo is the mitzvah zu, and women are mechuyev in this mitzvah as well. Women are mechuyev in this mitzvah to bring a korban. And the Ravid is masig, Om Avram, lo ibe korban. Ela b'simcha, there's no chiyuv carbon, the whole chiyuv is simcha. And a woman bichlal doesn't have simcha with meat. So why does the Rambam say that noshim am a chiyuv to bring a carbon? The chinuch, as well, says there's a mitzvah tof teiches, there's a mitzvah lismoyach b'ragolim, and the chinuch says, v'inyin arishon aramuz b'simcha zu, who should not crave shlomim. We should be makriv shlomim. Al koponim bebeis abchir. Okay, inyan shekosu v'zavachto shlomim. V'hoda v'samachto b'chagach. U'bishvil akrova shlomim. Omru. There's a mitzvah for akrova shlomim. So Pshach wanted to say the following shtekel Torah. He wanted to say, in simchas yom tov, is two separate halakim to the mitzvah. There's one chelik of the mitzvah, which is a chiyuv to bring a carbon. Nothing to do with whether you eat it or not. There's a chiyuv, the Torah was mechayev, v'zovachto, shlomim, lifnei Hashem Elokecha, that you're mechuyev to shech the carbon. And that is sholosh mitzvah in Stavu Yisrael b'regel, like you're mechuyev to bring a oil as riyah, and like you're mechuyev to bring a shalmei chagiga. The same way, you also mechuyev to bring shalmei simcha, to bring a shlomim for simcha. Avada, once you bring a shlomim, you have to eat it, because otherwise it'll be nicer. But technically, you can bring the shlomim and other people can eat it. Because it's a chiyuv hakrovas korban, like all other korbanos that a yid is mechuyev to bring on regel. Besides for that, there's a separate mitzvah. The separate mitzvah is mitzad the kedushas yom tov. Mitzad the kedushas yom tov. And that's what the Rambam paskens in Hilchas yom tov. And there's a mitzvah to be besameach v'toiv lev on yom tov, mitzad the kedushas yom tov. Like on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah from oynig Shabbos, and there's a mitzvah from kovod Shabbos. So on yom tov, there's a mitzvah from oynig yom tov, kovod yom tov, and simchas yom tov. That's not a chiyuv carbon. That's a chiyuv mitzad the matzah von Yom Tov, and the ketusha von Yom Tov, and the mikra kodesh von Yom Tov. You're mechuyev to be someach v'toiv leiv. You don't learn it from the vachto shlomim lifnei Hashem Elokecha. You learn it from the samachto b'chagecha. It's a different drasha. Is the Rambam learned as follows that mitzad the din of Yom Tov, that's even a Rosh Hashanah like we were medayik. Not a din in Sholosh or Golim, it's not a din Korban, it's a din even in Rosh Hashanah, every Yom Tov mitzav the Yom Tov Yimachuyiv to be Sameach v'Toiv Leiv. And that is with Yayin. With Yayin. Noshim, do that with clothing, that's what makes them happy. Ktanim is Kloyes ve'Goyzim. But besides for that, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYokayom, we will Mechuyiv in Akrovas HaKorban. And the Chiyuv Akrovas Korban, that is a chiyuv to bring like a oil as riyah and a shaumei chagiga. Zok tav shach nifla. As the sefta that says that it has tashlumin, that's not for drinking wine. That's not for eating meat or buying clothing. Avada, we asked earlier, sidoat a sefta that says that simcha has tashlumin. Yes, of course simcha has tashlumin. The carbon simcha. The chiyuv to bring a carbon for simcha, like oil asriya and shalmei chagiga have tashlumin, they also have tashlumin. And the meida dozok tevshach on the Imri Baruch Frankel as that's what the Tosefta means, that simcha has tashlumin. Simcha has tashlumin, the korban simcha. But I've had a mitzvah de yom tov, if someone the first day shvuas and the second day shvuas didn't drink wine, didn't eat meat, and he wants to, on Wednesday after shvuas, he wants to drink wine. It's garnished, it's nothing. Because you can't be maslam the simchas hayoim, which is mitzvah de kedushas yom tov. There's a chiyuv to bring a korban simcha, and that has tashlumin. L'chayru, with this, we can answer as well what we asked on the Rambam. The Rambam says that the mitzvah von oilas riya on shalmei chagiga and shalmei simcha is doiche yom tov. So we asked, as the Torah Evan asks, as our Poshta Kasha, that why is shalmei simcha doiche? You can bring it before yom tov. And the answer is no. Meat for yom tov, to eat on yom tov, mitzad din yom tov, that you can do erev yom tov. But the korban simcha, that's a chiv hakrova, like all other korbanos. And since that's a chiv that comes mitzad yom tov, you cannot bring it before yom tov. That's why the Rambam says that you're mechuyev. Memela, and the Rambam says that this mitzvah to bring shalmei simcha, noshim as well, are also mechuyev. So the Chazon Ish wrote to Pshach the following. People which see what the Chazon Ish writes, he writes very short on sharif. And so he wrote to Pshach, mitzvah simcha, achat disha shloimei atoiv, ba'avo yavo. That's the Hagdoma. Mitzvah simcha hu rak achilas bosa lifnei Hashem. V'zuhi mitzvah z'somachta, aval ein chiyuv shel akrova b'shvil simcha, there is no such chiyuv korban. V'ilu hoyo beit mitzvahis, what is jaya? If there be two mitzvahs, hoyo adova mefurish u'mefursim b'mishno b'gemor. V'im b'mishno b'gemor lehuzkiro, mitzvahs akrova onu minayin lonu. That's the letter from the Chazon Ish, and then he's mayrich another pratim from the Shtikl Torah to answer it in his own way. But Pshach got this letter, Pshach took away the Shtikl Torah, and when he was shown as the Baruch Frankel said the same Shtikl Torah, he reprinted it in the next Madura. I just want to finish with the Amoedig of Vod von Goyim. We're coming to Kabbalah Satayah, Shidah Pasuk, which we say in Tillam, it's already a song, Mo Hafti Sayosecha, Kol Hayoim Hisi Chosi. So the Goyim asks, What's the loshon? David HaMelech is saying, "Mo hafti seyosecha kol hayoyim hi sichosi." What's the loshon? Sichosi. Sichosi means my chat, my talk. Sicha, sichas chulin. That's sichosi. It should say, "I love the Torah so much." Kol hayoyim hi limudi. Kol hayoyim hu iski. I'm being oisik by Torah the whole day. I'm learning Torah the whole day. What's more hafti seyosecha kol hayoyim hi sichosi? Why does David HaMelech use the lashon sicha? The Goyim says a davar nifla. If you want to know what a person loves what he talks about. What he talks about. Somebody, you meet a chaver and you start talking to him. So you talk about things you love. Children, some people talk about themselves. Some people talk about other things. But you talk about topics and things that you love. That you love, that's what you talk about. Is David HaMelech Zogt, even when he couldn't learn Torah, he was Oisik ben Muhammad, he was Oisik mit Klal Yisrael in Yonei Tzibur, but Mo Hafti Seyosecha, I love the Torah so much, that Kol HaYoyim Hisichasi, the whole day that's all I talk about, I don't talk about other things. In the middle of planning Muhammad's, Ich Zog HaShtikl Torah, in the middle of going to Muhammad, and planning water for Klal Yisrael, or the Kol HaMina Andrazachem, for stating Gemara Brochus, with the panos, David HaMelech was talking and learning. This is the chat, Dr. Goyin. Mo hafti seyosecha kol hayoyim hi sichosi. Tomorrow is Lag BaOmer. What Lag BaOmer exactly is, the hilula from the Pshim Vayechoy. They stopped dying the Talmidei for Bakiva, but that's poshut that the ikir from Lag BaOmer was the hisgalus of Torah to Abshim Bayechoy. There was a moyridiger hisgalus. It was nisgalus to Abshim Bayechoy, a moyridiger oil from Torah. We should all be zeicha. That's the preparation for Kabbalah Satayah, that we're coming to Shavuot. We should all be zeicha to be makabul Kabbalah Satayah, besimcha, and nizoichel ismoyach lifnei Hashem bebinyan beit hamikdash b'mheyo v'yomeinu amen.
The shir you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.